Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me right now, it looks like, and I want to talk about what's changed in the marketplace that's so significant. And I've been talking to you about it for a long time, but I want to give you another installment on this, because there I see that there's still people who don't get what I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to remind you about. And that is the fundamental paradigm shift. And I know people use that term, and they use it hyperbolically, they use it too much, but this is a real shift, folks. This is a true book, textbook edition, example of a paradigm shift. You and I, most of us who've been around a while, came up in a marketplace where being competitive, our value proposition, was the most important thing in our world. And I'm telling you right now that that's still important, because nobody's going to pay you more than they think they should. But what I'm telling you is that where for 10,000 years, that was number one. That was the most important thing. You went to bed thinking about it. You woke up in the morning thinking about it. You went to work developing it and hardening it and modifying it and solidifying it and ingraining it in your head and your salespeople and everybody in the organization. What's our value proposition? How can we beat the competition? That's still important, but it's not number one anymore. That's the paradigm shift, my friends. That's the shift, because now nobody, think about this, my friends. Nobody wakes up, let me back up. In the old days, 20 years ago, you woke up in the morning and you, or let's say, yeah, 20, let's say 20 years ago, you woke up in the morning and you said, I need one of these. And I need another one of these. And you said, okay, where can I find it? And you thought about all the places in your hometown where you could buy those things, right? And you said, oh, yeah, I know where that is. I know they have them. I saw them the other day. Or you might say, huh, what if I can't find this? Or what if I find it, but it's too much? I don't want to pay that much for it. What do I do? And there was some consternation. And so you were hunting for a value, right? You were hunting for price and selection. Today, nobody wakes up like that. Think about it. You don't either. You don't wake up in the morning and think, I need one of these, another one of these. I wonder if I'll be able to find what I want at the price I want to pay. You never think about that anymore. But you know why? Because you have the internet. You can go online and you can find all the places, including the place downtown in your hometown, who's on their website. It never occurs to you that you can't find what you need at the price you want to pay. Now, you might have to wait till tomorrow to get it. But probably if you want it bad enough, not more than a day. And so nobody thinks that nobody worries about whether they can get what they want at the price they want. Because we know we always can. So now if we've got 20 organizations that want to sell us the same stuff online, we're looking at it online right there on the screen. We've got 20 organizations, 120 maybe. They have the same product, right? The same pair of jeans, the same pair of shoes, the same whatever. And the price is almost the same. How do we decide which of those 20 to buy from? We have to make a decision. It's a different decision than we've ever had to make before, and to this degree. And we make a decision. Now, what I'm saying to you is more and more, the decision to pick a company out first, whether to pursue them first, is not going to be based on price, because as they're choosing you right now, they don't even know if you have the price or not. They may not even know what your selection is. They're choosing you based on what you look like to them, whether you're relevant to them or not. That's the big word right now. It's a word that I started introducing about 5 years, 6 years ago. And you're hearing it more and more all the time in the marketplace. I didn't invent the word, but I did play a big role in getting it out there as something customers are associated with. What is the relevance? What is your relevance to me? And when they find out that you're relevant to them, then they find out whether you're competitive or not. If you're not competitive, they go somewhere else. But they're probably going to pick out a couple of companies that are relevant to them, and there are a number of different ways to think about relevance. Many, a thousand, maybe a million. Relevance is in the eye of the beholder, like beauty, right? And if you're going to be successful with them, if you're going to get them to take a long enough look at you to even find out if you're competitive or not, you're going to have to pass the relevance test first. If you're trying to get in to see a business decision maker, You've got to go through the relevant, what I call the relevance firewall. And if your salespeople aren't selling, if your business-to-business salespeople aren't selling as much as they used to, it's not because they've gotten lazy or they're not capable anymore. It's probably because they don't understand what I'm telling you right now, that the customers who are turning them away aren't doing it because they're not good at selling. But they're not good at leading with relevance. They're only good at leading with competitive. And I'm telling you, the paradigm shift is that's no longer first. Being competitive is no longer first. Being relevant is first. And if you think about it, as you do your own business, if you think about it, you'll realize that that's what I'm talking about. So these are the expectations. These are the new expectations of customers. They're new, and that's what's driving the shift. I have new expectations. I have new power. I have new capability. I have new information at my fingertips I never had before. Now I do, and that raises my expectation level. And that's the shift that's happening as we speak, and it's continuing to happen. And as hard as it is for me to believe, after 25 years now that we've had the internet, there's still a lot of companies and there's still a lot of salespeople who don't get what I just said. And they're still trying to be competitive first. And they're going to be disregarded because that's not what people are trying to find out at the first moment that they find out about you. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. We come back. I want to talk about ethics, digital ethics. Stay with us. Night is falling in the music's calling and we got to get down to swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.